rewards offered to help capture Mexican border state cops. By Cartel Chronicles on July 15, 2020. Mexican border state authorities are offering a cash reward for information leading to the arrests of at least 10 police officers accused of firing more than 250 rounds at an innocent motorist after mistaking his vehicle for a cartel one. Over the weekend, the Tamaulipas Attorney General's office offered $250,000 pesos, $12,500 for information leading to the arrest of each of the 10 former state police officers with the Special Unit KA. The former lawmen face murder charges in connection with the case. The officers have been on the run since February after they allegedly shot 23-year-old Juan Daniel Ortiz in the border city of Rio Bravo. The victim worked at a manufacturing plant in Reynosa as an engineer and is not believed to have any ties to organized crime. The police officers had been alerted to a group of Gulf cartel gunmen roaming the streets of Rio Bravo and mistook Ortiz's white SUV. At the time, Rio Bravo was being used by the Matamoros faction of the Gulf cartel to launch incursions into Reynosa as part of a turf war. Also over the weekend, Tamaulipas authorities arrested one of the KA members identified as 28-year-old Adon Wilfredo Martinez Hernandez in Ciudad Victoria. Law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart Texas that Martinez's arrest happened at a COVID-19 checkpoint. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinoza from Tamaulipas and Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.